Welcome to the 50 States Finish Line podcast, where we talk about running, road races, and all the ways running enriches our lives. I'm Pam, and I've completed half marathons in 28 states and have run 5 marathons. Thank you for tuning in. Let's get started. What if you are just starting out, or if you have your first longer race, say a half marathon or a marathon, on your calendar? The first race is pretty special, and today's guest will share a little bit about his first half marathon. You know, to any race directors listening, I'd like to suggest races create first-timer bibs so spectators and fellow runners can acknowledge the particular hard work of this special group of runners. I even think it would be fun to use those confetti cannons at the end to shoot out some confetti in celebration. Welcome, Ramiro. Do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself as a runner?
Of course. And Pam, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. I have a love-hate relationship with running. That's been the case my entire life. And the way that developed, it's interesting. So I was in a PE class in high school, and one of my PE teachers came up to me and said, "Hey, why don't you join the cross-country team?" And I was just like, "Sure, let's do it." Yeah. And I never competed, which is interesting. I was in the team for 2 years, so I was never great at all. My senior year of high school, he actually named me as one of the top 7 runners, which was not a realistic
thing. That's awesome.
But he did that to, like, I believe, encourage me and to say, you know, you've done a good job. You show up to practices. You're doing everything with the team. And since then, running has always been a part of my life. And, you know, one way or another, there's been years that I don't run at all, you know, not 1 mile. There's other years that I'm running all of the time. And so for some reason, I always go back to it. So I don't know if it's the fact that I feel like when I'm running, I'm transported to a whole different place. I just lose sight of everything, and it's really just me running, listening to music, and it's all about myself, which is the most incredible thing, because there's so many things outside of that that, like, are pulling me in so many different directions. So it's just, in a way, has helped me really just stay focused on myself, which has been awesome.
Mm-hmm. You know, first of all, so interesting to hear that, because even though you and I know each other, I think of you athletically in other ways, right? Mm-hmm. In terms of your hiking and your cycling and in other ways. And so obviously running is something that you've had a part of your life, mm-hmm. but I haven't ever heard you talk about it outwardly. So I'm really excited you're on the show today, because I love hearing this backstory, and I love that you've kind of kept at it, and it's a piece for yourself.
Yeah, and I think a big reason for that, Pam, is it's hard to call myself a runner. So when you reached out to me about this podcast, I was like, me? Like, you really want me to come here and chat about running? I've never really considered myself a runner, although it's been a part of my life. And I think that's something that I've always thought about, and I don't share it with the world, although it's been a big part of who I am, because for some reason I just don't see myself as one, which is, it's interesting, right? But here we are, and I ran my first half marathon, so that was exciting.
That is so great. You know, and I have talked on previous podcasts too, how I don't necessarily see myself as a runner, but you clearly are a runner, and obviously I think it's interesting that you've been running all this time, yet here this was your first half marathon. So what was kind of the thinking around that? Because if you ran high school, or you ran when you were younger running in high school, obviously you did a lot of miles.
I did. And so I always told myself that I would never sign up for a race unless it was going to be a full marathon. So my entire life, I've been striving to run one, and I have yet to accomplish that.
I know you will accomplish it. I know you.
I know I will too. One day it will come. But the closest I was to that was in 2018. I started training for the LA Marathon. Mm-hmm. And so I got to mile 18 of my training, and I got injured after that. And so I stopped. So it's always been my entire life to just, like, train for a marathon, never made it, and just stopped and gave up. And about 8 weeks ago, I said to myself, why do you have to run a full marathon, you know, for that to be your first race?
Yeah.
Why can it not be a half marathon? And so that just completely just changed everything. So it was just one random day. I woke up and I said, I'm signing up. I'm starting my training. I honestly, to be, you know, real, I hadn't ran in about 3 years.
Oh my goodness.
I stopped doing that completely. I was doing other things like hiking, my Peloton bike.
Yeah.
But running was not part of my life. You know, it's been a while because the last time I ran, I got injured and I just completely stopped. I think I was so close to running that marathon and getting to that 20-mile mark, which is what, you know, I typically would train for to run the marathon. And since I didn't get it, I was like, that's it. I'm not going to try it anymore. So that's just what it just really was random. I woke up one day and said, I'm doing it. And I just started training and didn't even question it. I said, if I start thinking about this, I'm not going to do it. So that's what really kind of like brought me in. And so it wasn't planned. It just really was random and sporadic, which was awesome. And I did it.
So did you follow some kind of, I mean, there's so many plans out there on the internet where you do running and walk breaks or, so you made that decision, but was there like a plan in your head that you tried to stick with? And again, maybe because you were ramping up miles previously for a marathon and then got injured, I don't know, like maybe there was always in the back of your mind, like, I want to do whatever I can to not get injured.
So there was a lot of reflection after I signed up. I said, like, I need to do this. This is a half marathon. Like, I've ran more than 13 miles before, so I know I can do it. I know my body can take it. And it was just thinking back, like, what went wrong before? And what I found was that I am the worst at stretching. I do not like it before or after. And that has always been my downfall when it comes to running. And that's why I always get injured. And so this time around, I said to myself, you have to stretch. So one of the ways that I wanted to make sure to do that is to do yoga. Mm-hmm. So yoga, if I wouldn't have done yoga the 8 weeks I was training for this half marathon, I don't think I would have been able to complete it. And that was like a big part of my routine. Like aside from, you know, doing my Peloton and hiking, yoga was something that truly just allowed me to recover and then get the stretching that I needed. So I devoted about 30 minutes to an hour every single day to doing some yoga before bed. And that was awesome.
That is terrific. And so it felt different, right? Maybe your training felt different as a result of that, kind of when you were ramping up the miles.
It did. And, you know, I think I've always had back issues. And I think it comes from the lack of stretching, the lack of properly taking care of my body when I'm doing a lot of physical activity. I'm either black or white, yes or no. There's no in between. There's no balance. So every time I try to go running, it's either, you know, you start from zero and I go 300 miles. So I will start training this week, and then by week four, I will be running 15 miles, which is like the worst approach.
Okay, can I just say, like, you do that in other parts of your life too, right? Mr. LA Marathon, yeah. Now we're on the East Coast.
I do. Like, it's just part of who I am, right? So I have to really just take a step back and say, like, you cannot take the same approach that you haven't been successful all these times that you've tried to do a marathon. And so what's the different approach that you're going to take? So I had a lot more balance, which was so hard for me. I was like, oh my gosh, it's making me feel so much better. Like, I don't have as much back pain. I know I'm going to be able to do it because I'm taking care of myself. But to hold back and not to just let myself go. When I run, I lose complete control over myself and I just want to go and not stop, right?
Yeah.
And so to having to say, no, you're only running 5 miles today, even if your body says you can do more, you're only going to run 5 miles today. And so having that type of discipline was very difficult for me, but it allowed me to like complete the half marathon.
You know, so many great lessons there around a willingness to change it up. And I also love what you just said about discipline to not go farther. Mm. So often we think of discipline about pushing ourselves and oh my gosh, what you're saying is so true, like not overdoing it. And I just think that's a huge takeaway. So thank you for saying that. I hadn't thought about that. But that's what I love about having different people in the studio. I know, everybody, right? Brings a different perspective.
And you're having me reflect on this for the first time, too. You know, I don't think I had thought about this deep. And so it's also good for me to kind of like reflect on this experience because it happened so quickly. Mm-hmm. And so now the fact that I can think back and think about what allowed me to complete it, it's great. So thank you for that.
Yeah. So your first half marathon was the Newburyport half marathon. I had actually done it a good number of years ago, so it was great to kind of go back and look at it because I recall it being a really beautiful race. I do love that it starts at the very civilized time at 9:15 in the morning versus yes. like 7 a.m., so you have time to park and get yourself ready. And I believe it was only a half marathon distance, so there weren't marathoners. I always find that hard when you're mixed in with yeah. the 5K people and they're running really fast and you again have to hold yourself back. So what was the race day like for you?
So I am not a morning runner by any means. Like all of my training was done in the evenings. You know, I got a bit injured, you know, halfway through my training. And so I had to stop running outside and I had to jump on the treadmill, doing a lot of yoga. And again, everything was after 5 p.m. So getting up at 6, 7 in the morning, just getting to race day. It was also so cold outside.
Like, oh, yeah.
A big mistake being a Californian. Like, I never feel prepared for the cold. Like, I always feel like I will be okay, and then it just never happens that way. So I think for me, it was exciting to see people come together and ready to run and do it with a big group because I was doing all my training by myself. Mm-hmm. But I honestly could not get over the cold. I think that was one of the biggest challenges that day. And I think beyond that, though, like you said, the beauty of, you know, the path that I was running on was just incredible. I think it's the Merrimack River, and there was parts of the race that I was running by the river, which mm-hmm. it was breathtaking. And, you know, you get to some points where you're like, I really want to stop. Like, I'm so tired. Especially if you have such a nice view, it makes it easier to want to stop because you're like, hey, if I stop here, I have a gorgeous view and that is totally okay. But I absolutely kept going. And it was just an overall great experience. I think if I could go back, I would have tried to wear a couple more layers. I think that was the only challenging part.
Yeah. It's hard to imagine yourself being cold because you know you're going to get hot really, really
exactly.
quickly. But you're right. Those early mornings are freezing. And people kind of show up in all kinds of like little throwaway shirts. And that's the other part. It's like, who has a shirt to throw away? Everything I have, I want to wear. But
and so that for me was like the biggest thing. And like you said, I'm like, I'm going to be running 13 miles. I'll be so hot and I won't need anything else. And I felt like my arms at one point were going to fall off and my hands were going to fall off. That's how cold I was. And I was just like, never again will I come to a race here and not have layers or gloves or something around those lines. It was just quite the yeah. experience.
Or your next race will have to be in a really warm place.
I know, seriously. Maybe the LA Marathon. Maybe that's the next
right.
goal after.
LA, Miami, yeah. any of those that exactly. are really even warm at 6 in the morning. How was it seeing the finish line and seeing that finishing arch that kind of, you know, you get to cross over and stop running? How was that?
That was an incredible moment. I don't think I will ever forget that moment because I had been trying to finish a long race for so many years and mm-hmm. I never got the chance to do that, and to just know that I was able to do it and accomplish it. And the last 2 miles I started cramping up, so my goal was to speed up the last 2 miles and try to get a faster time, right? Mm-hmm. And I tried to do that, and then I just felt the cramps coming, so I was like, you know what, I have to stay at my pace, otherwise it's not going to happen for me. So I was limping a little bit as I was crossing the finish line, but I think just the people there cheering everybody on, some confetti would have been nice. So race directors, if you're listening, you know, as a first time half marathon runner, I think that would have been awesome. It was just a very emotional moment for me personally. I'm not a crier like in public at all, mm-hmm. but I think if I would have been alone and by myself, I think I would have been very, very emotional. And then I don't have a lot of family out here. And I know if I would have ran my first half marathon in LA, I would have had so many people there supporting me and cheering me on at the finish line. So I think that was also like not being able to share this with my closest friends and family members was something that I wish I could have. But regardless, I think it's something that I will take with me for the rest of my life. And it's just such a special thing to do, right? Complete your first half marathon, and then that moment when you grab that medal, you're like, this is mine. I grabbed that medal so fast and I put it over my neck and I said, this is coming home with me. I'm gonna show everybody that I did this, right? So it's just, it was awesome.
That is so great. And you know, the more we sit here and chat, Ramiro, the more I know you are going to be doing a race back in California. And I have a feeling it is going to be the LA marathon, because you do one and you're definitely, it seems to me, there's fire in your belly to do more. So
absolutely.
I have a feeling that is going to happen. We're going to take a short break. You are listening to the 50 States Finish Line podcast, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the 50 States Finish Line podcast. We're going to jump right back into our conversation with Ramiro. And I just had one last question about the Newburyport half. Did you like the swag? I saw it was a hoodie and a pint glass.
Yeah, so I didn't get the pint glass because I signed up after, you know, a certain number of people signed up. So I was a little bit bummed about that. But the hoodie was nice. The color was not my favorite. It was like a blue turquoise sweater. Could have been, you know, a little bit different, but it's hanged up in my closet. I will always keep it, and it was great to have it. And then after the race, they had a pizza party and some beer, and that was really nice.
Oh, nice. Nice. I'm sure, too, on a cold, I don't know if the day warmed up, but sometimes on a cold day, like something hot to eat at the end of the race, just until you can change out of your running clothes, is really nice.
Exactly. I ate all the pizza and drank several beers.
That's allowed. So I always like to ask folks, you know, a couple things around, like, what keeps you running, or how has running enriched your life? It sounds like it really has.
Yeah. And that's a question that I was thinking about a lot. And, you know, I'm still trying to figure out, like I said earlier, it's been a big part of my life. And there are times where I just let go of it, but I keep coming back to it. I think it's this idea that when I am running, when I put on those headphones, nothing else matters. It's just really, I can focus on myself. I can think about life and my future or my dreams, and everything is possible. Like for those 45 minutes, that hour, whatever, you know, time I'm running, everything is possible. And it's something that no one can take away from me. I guess it's just my time. So it's always been very special. And it could be me running in the city, you know, very busy, cars all around, people walking around. It could be me running, you know, out in the outskirts, nobody around myself. Like, it's always the same sort of experience. So it just really transports me to a different place and brings some sense of peace to me. So whenever I feel very anxious, stressed, I just, let me go on the run. Let me just go on a run so I can clear my mind and just think about other things that are not the everyday stressors life brings, right? And so it's just a good break and a good way to stay mentally and physically well. So that's been, you know, very important to me.
Yeah. And it sounds like you incorporate it in towards the end of your day, typically, rather than getting up and starting your day with it. You're someone who kind of uses it to decompress.
Absolutely. And I'm trying to do the opposite. I'm trying to do both so I can wake up in the morning and feel good. But my body, for some reason, it just doesn't respond in the mornings. And so but yoga in the mornings is great for me. It's something that I can do that I think my body benefits a lot from. And I feel good right afterwards. So I think that's a start for now. And hopefully in the future, we get some running in the morning, because all races are in the morning.
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm just like, I have to get used to it, you know, eventually, especially if I'm running like a longer race in the future. I need to start doing some training in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's maybe that one race in Las Vegas. There's a rock and roll where they do it at midnight or something.
Oh my, okay. You see, that's my race. That's my type of race right there. That's what I should be doing. Oh my gosh.
I'm sure they would love to have you. That would be a fun one. So I always like to ask folks, like, do you have a couple of like rapid fire questions, but do you have favorite running shoes and like a favorite tech gear?
Yeah, so I would say Adidas, and that came randomly when I was training for the LA marathon that I couldn't complete. I went into a running shoe store, and the individual there basically helped me pick out a couple of shoes. They did a lot of testing on my feet, which was interesting. They put me on machines. I was like, I've never experienced anything like this before. And then he said, actually, you know, these Adidas are the ones for you. And so since then, I just have stuck to Adidas whenever I do any running.
Yeah.
So those are my shoes of choice. And again, nothing in particular, just because they did all those tests and that guy suggested Adidas. So I just kind of stuck with that.
Nice, yeah. Nice. And any kind of tech gear, or do you have like a running watch or?
My Apple Watch, for my music. I think that's like the biggest thing. And it tracks my running as well, which is great. I don't have to worry about carrying a phone, or I used to in the past have to like wrap my phone around my arm, and that wasn't comfortable. And so I think the Apple Watch has made it a lot easier to be able to like listen to music and not having to have, you know, any big device with me. So that's been really good for me.
Nice. So I have to believe that the LA Marathon is definitely on your someday list, but are there other races?
Yeah, so in 2019, I took a trip to Jerusalem, and while I was there, they had a marathon going on, and it was just, the energy was incredible. I just told myself, one day you have to go back and do, whether it's a half or a full marathon. So that's my top choice on my bucket list right now. Like, it was just everything I ever wanted in a race, and just to be able to experience it and see it and not be part of it was so hard. So I told myself, one day I'm coming back. So that would be my top one right now.
Nice. I wonder if anyone can register, if it's a lottery, or is it hard to get into, I wonder?
You know what? That's a great question, and I hope not. I hope that's not the case.
I hope not, too.
Because, you know, like, for example, the Boston Marathon, right? I think you have to qualify. There's a whole process for it, and I'm hopeful that's not the case for this one. But maybe if there is a process, it's going to push me to do more and to run more races and do whatever I need to do to get there, right? So I like a good challenge.
Yes, I know that. It's so true about you. Well, that would be an amazing, I don't know. I'm curious now. I'm going to go look up the course and see what that race is about. But I would imagine it's really beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it's gorgeous. And just, I guess, also the people. It seems like people were there from all over the world. And so that night, there's like this market, and like, it seemed like half of the runners were at the market just drinking and eating, and just to be able to chat with them. And it was just incredible. Like, I don't think I would ever forget just being around them after. And so that was really nice. And so I told myself, one day that's going to be you, and I'm going to make it happen. I don't know how long that's going to take, but we will make it happen.
Yeah. You know, it's nice to have things on your life calendar that you look forward to doing. And I'm absolutely sure that you will get there. So send a postcard. Send a postcard. No, right? For sure. Are there things, Ramiro, that you say to yourself when the going gets tough?
Yeah. So what would Beyonce do? I always tell myself that. I love Beyonce, her work ethic, and just, she is somebody who I followed for a very long time. And, you know, she just has this energy, and somebody who seems to not ever give up and always gives her best no matter what she's going through. And I watched, you know, a lot of her documentaries, but she's always really good about sharing the struggle, the challenges that, you know, the performance you see doesn't come easy, right? There's so much work behind it. And at times you want to give up, but like, I just keep pushing, and she just requires excellence of herself. So every time I'm running or just in life in general, you know, when I feel like I'm about to give up or I just don't want to keep going, I just ask myself, what will Beyonce do? And she will keep going. So that's what I try to do. I try to kind of like channel her inner Sasha fears and come out and just say, you know what? Keep on running, keep on going, keep on pushing, because it's going to get done and you're going to be better for it after you accomplish this. So that's like, you know, one thing I tell myself all of the time, just, you know, what will she do and keep it pushing.
You know, I imagine if someone like pulled back your earpiece while you were running and said, hey, what are you listening to? I bet you, right, you've got to have a few Beyonce songs
oh, absolutely.
On your playlist.
And so, you know, Spotify, they release their, you know, list every year of the artists that you listen to the most and all that. And Beyonce for the past 10 years has been my number one artist. So that
Beyonce, if you're listening.
Yes, please, Beyonce, I'm here and I love you.
Oh, my God. I don't know if she's done a marathon or a half marathon. I should know that. Another thing I'll have to look up
after
the show.
I should actually look into that too. Like, I don't know if she's a runner. Like, she's an incredible dancer, but I don't know about a runner. But I think her work ethic and just the fact that she's always pushing herself can be applied to so many things in life, including running, right?
Yes, that's so true. Well, you know, at this time, you know, I always like to see if there's anything else we haven't touched on that you wanted to mention as it relates to running. And I absolutely hope at some point in the future that you and I could run together, at least start off together. I'm probably a lot slower than you are, but, you know, it would be fun to kind of get running. And I absolutely hope, you know, you keep going with it.
Oh, thank you, Pam. And I would love that. I would love for us to sign up for a race and do it together. And I think, you know, the last thing I just want to say is that, you know, I've never considered myself a runner. I think today, as I'm sitting here chatting with you, I still question, like, am I really a runner? But just to everybody out there who, you know, wants to run a half marathon, a full marathon, a 5K, whatever the case may be, the distance really doesn't matter. Like, get out there and do it. You know, you are a runner. Everyone is. It's all about the movement. If you're on that track, if you're on that racetrack, you are a runner. So believe it, work for it, and you will accomplish it. And it may not be the easiest thing ever, but it will get done. And so just, I hope that everybody can see that runner in them and go out there and just enjoy the beauty of what this brings to their lives.
Thank you so much, Ramiro. Those are such important words to express. So thank you for joining me today. Let's make a pact to run a race together.
Yes.
I think we both would love that. And thank you, listeners, for tuning into the 50 States Finish Line podcast. You can find episodes on all podcast platforms. Until next time, I hope you feel energized about planning your next race. Happy running.